Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
From time to time, the United States identifies certain individuals as crucial to the operation of terrorist organizations. Most often, these are top leaders or they help finance terrorist organizations. In all cases, these are people who have committed or are deemed to pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. When such an individual is identified, the U.S. government places that person's name on the specially designated nationals list. His assets within U.S. reach are immediately frozen, and he is locked out of the global financial network. No U.S. citizen or company may conduct business with a designated individual. In this way, the United States disrupts financial support networks for terrorists and terrorist organizations. The United States Department of State has identified Azam Abdullah Zarik al-Mawlid al-Subi, better known as Mansour al-Harbi, as a specially designated global terrorist. Mansour al-Harbi is a trainer and senior member of Al-Qaeda, a designated foreign terrorist organization. Mansour al-Harbi is a Saudi-born militant who traveled to Afghanistan more than a decade ago to join Al-Qaeda. He is thought to be a top trainer of foreign Al-Qaeda militants in camps in Afghanistan and coordinates foreign fighters who travel to Afghanistan with the intent of fighting against coalition forces there. He is tied to numerous senior Al-Qaeda leaders, including Abdel Aziz Migreen and Saif al-Adel. For his terrorist activities, as well as his involvement with Al-Qaeda, Mansour al-Harbi is wanted for extradition by the government of Saudi Arabia. For the same reasons, he is also the subject of Interpol orange and red notices. An orange notice serves as a warning about potential threats from disguised weapons, parcel bombs, or other dangerous materials. A red notice requests the arrest of the individual concerned, with the intent of extraditing him to the country that issued warrants against him. Mansour al-Harbi has demonstrated his commitment to violence. This designation is intended to disrupt his ability to support the deadly agendas of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups with which he collaborates.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.